Thanks for joining us today. We'd love to hear how this ministry is impacting your life. So if you would please take a moment and send us your story to mystory@oceansunite.com. And if you'd like to partner with this ministry financially, you can do that at oceansunite.com and select the giving option that works best for you. Thanks again for joining in, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
Genesis 37, verse number 1. Now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock of his brothers. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zephah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, "Please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and indeed your sheaf stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf." And his brothers said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, "Look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bow down to me." So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?" And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in his heart, in his mind. His father kept the matter in his mind. The reality is that Joseph was without any doubt seemingly his father's favorite. But God had also favored Joseph and had given him this dream that he would be a ruler. But unfortunately, his brothers were so jealous of him and couldn't handle the fact that their father loved him so much. So it got so bad to the point where one day while they were out, his father sent Joseph out to go and find his brothers. And when he had gone out, he was wearing his technicolored coat, his coat of many colors. His brothers wanted to kill him. But because one of the brothers, I think it was Reuben, had mercy on him and didn't want them to kill him, they made a decision to just throw him in a pit. When they came back to find him, he was not there anymore. So they took his tunic and they tore his tunic and they actually sold him. Sorry, I'm really struggling to stay down on earth. Is that okay? Okay. So they sold him. They ended up selling him to the Midianites. And they took his tunic to his father and they told his father that he had died. And Jacob was very sad because Joseph had died, or supposedly had died, but actually he'd been sold into slavery. What was very interesting though is that no matter where Joseph went, even though he was in slavery, now think about this for just a moment. Imagine you've been given a dream from God that you're going to be a ruler, you're going to do something incredible, and all of a sudden now you're being sold into slavery. Things don't look so great. So finally he gets to Egypt, where he gets sold to Potiphar's house. And Potiphar ends up giving him also tremendous favor, to the point where he trusts his entire house to Joseph. And he actually becomes like the captain of the house. He's in charge of everything, where Potiphar doesn't even know what's going on in his house because Joseph is pretty much running everything. And Joseph is doing a tremendous job. But unfortunately, the devil didn't want to leave Joseph alone. Because what happens is Potiphar's wife decides that he wants to seduce Joseph. And Joseph resists her on more than one occasion. And he tells her, listen, I've got such great favor with your husband. I've been sold into slavery. I could be working outside, but I'm in the palace and I've got favor. And I really don't want to mess that up. You're the only thing that I haven't been given in this house. I don't want to touch you. And she got so upset that she eventually ends up accusing him of forcing himself on her. And Potiphar comes and arrests Joseph and throws him in prison. And now, can you imagine once again being in a situation where finally on your life, on your journey to reaching your destiny, to the fulfillment of the plans and purposes that God has for you, all of a sudden things seem to be going a little bit better. All of a sudden now you end up in jail. All because of brotherly betrayal. Jealousy. And while he's in prison, it's incredible. Because even in prison, God gave him favor with the prison guards. But I can tell you now, even though he had favor, it wasn't great to be in prison. Amen. So the years went by, and they say that Joseph was about 17 when he got sold. And it was 15 years or so later. He was 30 years old when something happened. But before that something happened, Joseph interpreted two dreams in the prison while he was in prison. The butler and the baker. It didn't turn out too good for the baker. He ended up having his head chopped off. But the butler, Joseph interpreted his dream and asked him to please remember him when he goes to Pharaoh. But when he went to Pharaoh, he completely forgot about Joseph until the day that Pharaoh had a dream. And when Pharaoh had this dream, he was very disturbed by this dream and wanted desperately for someone to interpret this dream. And the butler then remembered Joseph. And so Pharaoh calls Joseph out to come and interpret the dream. Now, here's the point, first of all. Regardless of what goes on in your life, God's plan and purpose eventually will come around. Okay? The reality is that you may have the vision from God to do something incredible, supernatural, outstanding. You may be a king, whatever it is He has for you. But all of a sudden you find yourself getting sold into slavery, being betrayed, or find yourself even in prison. Things just don't go too great. And now something's about to change. Something's about to shift. You see, one of the keys is that even though Joseph felt perhaps that God wasn't hearing his prayers and he was in prison, the destiny and the purpose was there and he always stayed true. Amen. So he comes out of prison, goes and he interprets the dream of Pharaoh. And this is what I want you to see. Let's go take a look at it. Now I've really summarized. Amen. Genesis 41 verse number 37. After Joseph interprets the dream, everything suddenly changes. Suddenly. Now, I want to talk about that suddenly first before we do that. Remember, Joseph, when he was younger, things were going great. And suddenly, he was betrayed and thrown in a pit and found himself sold into slavery on his way to Egypt. Suddenly. Suddenly he's in the bakery, suddenly he's in Potiphar's house and things are going really well and he's finally getting some restoration and suddenly he's in prison. But just as suddenly as the enemy will try as you're going on this life and on your journey to fulfilling the purpose and plan that God has for you, just as suddenly as things come against you, so it is that God can pull you right out of whatever it is that you're in suddenly. Amen. So Joseph gives the dream, and watch what happens. Genesis 41, verse 37. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom is the Spirit of God? Can you imagine Pharaoh making a statement like this? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. This is incredible. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand. And he clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And he had him ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried out before him, "Bow the knee." So he set him over all the land of Egypt. Joseph's dream, vision, destiny, purpose was starting to come to fulfillment. When he felt nothing was going to change and it just can't really get a whole lot worse. I mean, first slavery, then finally things got a little better in the palace, but then all of a sudden you find yourself in prison. So from getting a dream, a vision, a purpose, a plan that is so powerful, to ending up at the bottom of the pit, now all of a sudden you come out, interpret a dream, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, because God is with you. He's given you a purpose. He's given you a plan. He's given you a word. And all of a sudden, the favor shifts like this. Just like that, it changes. And we see the favor he gets is kingly favor. He's second in command. He rides the Pharaoh's second chariot, because he had two, you know. He gets his ring. He gets a robe. People even bow down to him. I mean, that's what the dream was. Amen. And we all know what happens with the brothers, but I want to show you something extremely powerful. Verse 44, Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no man may lift his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Panai, and he gave him his wife Asenath, the daughter of Pontipharah, priest of On. So Joseph went out all over the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went through all the land of Egypt. Now in the 7 plentiful years, the ground brought forth abundantly. This is what he saw in the dream. So he gathered up all the food of the 7 years and were in the land of Egypt and laid up the food in their cities. He laid in every city the food of the fields which surrounded them. Joseph gathered very much grain and the sand of the sea until he stopped counting. Incredible. For it was immeasurable. And to Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came, whom Asenath, the daughter of Pontipharah, priest of On, bore to him. Now watch. And Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh. For God had made him forget all my toil and all my father's house. You see, he has the key. Is that before what was about to take place in Joseph's life, he had to first forget. He had to first forgive. He had to let go. He had to let go of everything that had hurt him, every pain, every accusation, every betrayal. He had to let it go. So the reality is you know, regardless of what's happened in your journey to get you to where you are right now, you may have had a great dream, a great vision, God may have spoken to you, but all of a sudden you've gotten to this place where you've been in the pit. Now all of a sudden things look right, but before you can inherit the blessing, before you can truly inherit what God has for you, you must forgive. You must forget the past. Is that okay? Let it go. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And the name of the second called Ephraim. For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Ephraim means to bear fruit or to be fruitful. So the reality is the first son, his name was Manasseh. And in order for God to give him that fruitfulness, in order for God to give him the blessing, in order for God to allow him to step into purpose and destiny, that forgiveness and forgetting had to take place first. Don't think there's any name in the Bible that is just given, even though they sound a little weird sometimes. The meaning is so powerful. The meaning is so powerful. In your journey, on your path that you're busy walking on, you may have gone up and down, good and bad, but the reality is you're at this point right now, and I'm specifically talking to people today that have been hurt in churches. Brotherly betrayal. Because there are some of you that are on the verge of breakthrough, on the verge of God using you again. But you've still got this little bit of something that you haven't let go of. And you see, I believe God is speaking to you very clearly this evening. And even if this is for one person, this message is so important tonight. Because tonight's the night where you have to say, I forgive. I forget. I let it go. So that God can make this latter part of your ministry, or the next part, or this next phase of your ministry, a very, very fruitful one. A very, very, very fruitful one. You see, many of you have got great destiny and purpose. That's why you're here. Amen. Because God's going to use you to bring in the harvest. But it's time. It's time to let go and forget the past. You see, those things that God said to you, those things that He spoke to you while you were in your room, while you were praying, those things that you saw, those visions that you had, when brotherly betrayal came, you thought it wasn't possible anymore. You thought you failed. You thought that you weren't going to be able to make it. But this evening in this place, God is saying very loud and clear to you, forget, forgive, let it go. So that you can have your next season and it can be fruitful, and the destiny and the purpose that He's given you will come to pass. It will come to pass. It will come to pass in the name of Jesus the Christ.
Thanks for joining us. We hope that this message has inspired you in so many ways. If you would like to support our ministry, or if you would like more messages, you can find that at www.oceansunite.com. Once again, we are so excited to have you as a part of the family. Have a wonderful day.